can't wait.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, F-150 Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
With My Northwest Checking, free means free, with no hidden monthly fees. No matter what your balance is, how many times you use your debit card, or how you get your statements. Get up to $200 when you become a new My Northwest Checking customer. See bank for details. Northwest Bank is member FDIC.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Tonight, get your chilly willies on. Clear, low near zero. Wednesday, the risk of a little light snow by the afternoon with a high of 17.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
43 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you along for the ride today. First Bulls Eye on the Afternoon of 2018. Rolling right along on this 3.5 hour tour, and one of our favorite segments of the week ends up being one of our very first ones of the 2018 calendar year. Lisa Roberson joins us from the Chronicle Telegram on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandemark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. I would know because I had a wonderful experience with Jim Vandemark and Company when I decided to take the plunge, so they say, and get the engagement ring for my fiance a couple of months ago. It was a wonderful experience, and I know it'll be the same for you. So check out Vandemark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry in Elyria on East Broad Street. Lisa, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy to have you guys have me in here for the first session of the new year. What's today? Wednesday the 2nd, I believe it is?
I think we're on Tuesday,
right? Tuesday the
2nd. That's all right. I've already screwed up things on the website, so we're all getting used to
the
day.
That's what happens when you take 10, 12 days off and then come to work.
I was going
to
say, if you could wave your magic wand and make it Wednesday, I'd be okay with that. I mean, then we'd both be fine with that.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah, I only took 3 days off, and I'm struggling to figure out what day we're on and when Cavaliers play and things of that nature.
Well, obviously, as you wrap up 1 year, a lot of things to reflect on. And I know the Chronicle did a year in review, taking a look at 2017. I want to focus on some of the stories that you wrote, though. What were some of your favorites of the pieces that you put together throughout the entire 2017 calendar year?
Well, I have to say that I really enjoyed starting my year off. If you recall, I went to the Women's March on Washington. That was January of 2017. So that was really interesting. It was maybe a 16-hour bus ride because, we went there, we marched, and we came back all in one day, and it was great. I went with a bunch of local women, so it was great for me to see, this historic moment, like, up close and personal with some local people.
That's a heck of a way to start the year for sure. What were some of the others that came to mind also? When you're putting these things together and you have a chance to reflect on the year, were there a couple that you wrote that were just especially gratifying?
Sometimes I have years where I can actually help families, change their lives in certain ways. This year, I think we did a lot of like telling people's stories and about how, they had to overcome some things. We did a lot of stories about heroin. The deportation story was a big story for the Chronicle Telegram, following the tragic story of this man and who was leaving the country and how his family is now left here to deal with that. So, I've enjoyed watching the schools kind of go through their bond process of how they're going to build these schools. It was a good year.
Yeah, without question. And I think, we've had a lot of fun talking to you about a lot of these different stories. And, I was thinking about this earlier today. A lot of the things we talk to you about revolve around some of the things that you learn at city council meetings at Elyria. So that got me to thinking, can you remember a city council meeting that like stood out? I mean, it could be for a number of different reasons. Maybe tempers flared and it was entertaining for you to cover it. Or maybe there were just a lot of interesting things that were covered in that particular city council meeting. But was there one meeting, or maybe were there a couple of meetings that stood out to you throughout 2017?
Probably the meetings that had to deal with Midway Mall. People are so interested in that property out there. So anytime Midway Mall is mentioned, people are really interested. They want to know what's coming, what's going, who's buying it. you know, who's going to sell it, what's going to happen. So those were some pretty interesting meetings.
Yeah, that seems like it's been one that's really been going on through 2017, and what's going in there, the things that are coming up nearby, who's going to buy it, especially with the way it was purchased, right? Online last second,
yeah,
someone
that,
snatched
that,
it.
Yeah, it was a July auction, yeah. I believe, and the person came in, made one final bid, and that was it, and snatched up the property. Huh.
Yeah, I remember we were going through that process trying to figure out who it was. Then I remember you were telling us, well, the mayor knows who it is, but she won't tell me yet.
Yes, she won't tell me that.
And so. Then I remember you found out who it was. And now it's interesting, too, because I feel like that whole area is about to change. And it's going to change for the better because there are a lot of interested companies coming in here that really want to do some business. And I think that certainly makes the outlook for 2018 pretty positive.
I think so, too. You know, you have the Discount Fashion Warehouse who wants to, you know, make a home of Elyria. You have the new trampoline park that's really loving Elyria. You know, I told you that my son had a birthday party there, so, you know, we got a chance to try it out. So we really like the place. You know, you've got this Johnny K Power Sports moving into the old Macy's. And so there's going to be a lot of places that are going to be popping up around Midway Mall. So it's going to be interesting in 2018 to see what's going to happen in that business area.
A lot of the news, you know, over the course of the last 48 hours or so has been dictated by Old Man Winter. I mean, it's brutal out there right now, and a lot of the schools in the area have been canceled because of that. I mean, looking at tomorrow, it might warm up some, but then it looks like it's going to go right back into the single digits before we get back into the weekend with the wind chill kicking into high gear. The real feel is in the negatives again, might even reach the negative teens, and I feel like early on in the year, a lot of that dictates what goes on here, or more importantly, what doesn't go on because of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're writing stories right now about, you know, what to do in this cold weather to keep your pipes from bursting and whether or not, you know, it's legal or not to warm your car up in this weather. So a lot of the stories that we're doing are, you know, very much dictated by the weather.
What is it that might be illegal about starting your car in this kind of weather?
I believe it's a state law against it in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we're looking into. Huh. Someone had mentioned it, and so another reporter's kind of off looking into that. But I believe there's a state law that says you can't warm up your car.
That's interesting.
You can't leave your car unattended while it's running. So,
is that like an environmental thing?
I don't know.
Okay. That's interesting because, look, I mean, rules are rules, but I can't really blame somebody for starting their car a little bit early. Isn't that
it's the whole
reason?
Supposed to be bad for it. That's what I try not to do
for
as much.
I hear that, you know, the newer cars don't need that kind of idle time.
Okay. I mean, isn't that the whole reason they installed, you know, remote starters?
That's what I was wondering. Can you buy them in Ohio? I never even thought, but I know of people who have them in this area.
Yeah, and so do I. That's why I thought it was kind of intriguing. Yeah. Like, look, in the summertime, you know, I guess you can wear it for a little bit. You don't need to crank the air conditioning and then walk into it and walk into an ice-cold car. But this is totally different. When it's 0 degrees outside, that's way, way different. And not just for your car to warm up, but for your windows to defrost and get your car in workable driving condition. Sometimes in conditions like these, you have to do that.
We need to write our representative, I guess, Bull. I don't know.
So.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But I think mechanics will tell you your car needs about 30 seconds. So,
yeah,
you know, you turn the defroster on while you clean the windows off, and then you're ready to go. You know, your car doesn't need to get into, you know, a certain condition to be able to go.
Do you do the whole warming your car up thing, Bull? Can you admit that on the air here? Are they coming after you?
I don't think anybody's going to come racing after me. I mean, here, I don't have the choice. I don't have a remote starter. I'm going to run out to the parking lot, turn the car on. I'm going to wipe the windows off and all that good stuff.
That's
all
you can do.
I'm lucky enough that I can park the car in the garage at home, so I don't have to do that stuff at the house. But, you know, when I'm running out here, if I had the option of hitting the remote starter and starting the car up and then getting it going, sure. But here's the thing, too. I mean, look, there are people that might have some health conditions, or maybe if you're over the age of 65 or 70, you know, going out there, turning the car on, wiping the windows of your car off, that's not the healthiest thing in the world to be out there when it's 0 degrees outside, no matter how much you bundle up.
Absolutely.
So I feel like there's got to be some gray area there where I'm sure, you know, if a cop's walking by, he's not going to write you a ticket if you start your car early and you're not out there when it's 5 below 0 trying to wipe the stuff off of your car, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess we'll figure that out in the next couple of hours, you know, talk to a couple of officers and mechanics and see what's the deal.
Find out tomorrow, right? Is that when it's coming out? There you go.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to put you on
the
spot. Way to go, bro. I wasn't trying to do that. It came up, but I got to think, wow, that's interesting that if it's deemed illegal, you know, how much leeway are people getting if indeed, you know, cops are supposed to write tickets for this kind of thing when it's this cold outside? It's unbelievably cold, and they always say don't go out there unless you absolutely have to go out there in this stuff. But regardless, again, we're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Chronicle-Telegram and our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermeer Jewelers. You put something out there on Twitter over the weekend soliciting ideas for newborn babies in the new year. Now, I know you put a story out there yesterday talking about these newborn babies in Lorain County, these New Year's babies. What went into the research behind that and the process of putting that story together?
Well, this is a story that we write every single year. Everyone wants to know who's baby New Year for Lorain County. So we start maybe a week or so before and just reaching out to the hospitals, letting them know that we'll be doing this story. They tell us who's in charge on their maternity wards and who's going to be the labor delivery nurse that we should be looking for. And we call this nurse all day and say, do you have a baby? And, you know, some of them were like, no, you know, labor and delivery is really quiet right now. We're not going to have a baby. And then, so I was a little concerned that we were not going to have a baby New Year. And then finally around 6 o'clock last night, a nurse from Mercy Regional Medical Center called me and said they had a baby. And it was Elliot Michael Smith who was born at 4:09 yesterday.
Wow. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That surprised me.
That's late
think,
for
yeah,
a new
no
baby.
Kidding. Both my kids were born early in the morning, so perhaps that's part of the reason it blows my mind they'd be born afternoon.
Could be. No, but I would imagine that's a fun story to cover, too, even though if you're kind of sitting there waiting, you know, probably not as intense as actually being in labor and hoping that the baby comes
that's
out.
That's true. But so we were thinking of our plan Bs. We're like, well, maybe there is a puppy that gave birth to a kennel, something that we have to have a New Year's Day baby. So
that's good.
That's a great idea. See, I like that, too, because people love puppies. I mean, I don't think there's anything that you don't like about a puppy being born. I would imagine that's probably a pretty cool thing, too, because, the difference is, you know, covering that story, maybe you don't get a chance to hold the baby, but you would probably get a chance to hold the puppy. As a matter of fact,
it's true.
We're going to have Greg Willie of the Friendship APL on with us tomorrow. We'll ask him about that to see how many New Year puppy babies that they had come along on Monday. But that's really cool stuff. See, I like that idea. That's a nice backup plan to have.
And when you talk with Greg, you can ask him about a goose that was rescued out in Amherst. There was a goose in a development that I believe had a broken wing or broken tail, or it had problems and it was not flying and it was out in the cold. And so he came and picked it up today.
Oh, nice.
Boy, he's a man of a thousand adventures,
his stories
isn't
are
he?
Great.
I mean, we were listening back to an interview we did with Greg, I think back in the summer. And he was going on and on telling us about some of the rescue stories that he's put together over the years. Boy, that's a guy with zero downtime.
Yes.
Zero downtime.
And he will rescue any creature, fur friendly or, you know, you name it, feathers. He's coming to get it. So.
Snakes. He said he didn't like snakes, but he still went out to rescue a snake the one time.
Well, he said he hired that snake charmer,
sure.
Right? The guy that
but he went out too,
you know,
yeah.
He went out there also. That guy came out with these white pillowcases.
Yeah.
That was a classic Greg Willie story, but very, very good stuff. Well, what kinds of things do we have brewing for the beginning of the new year?
We are looking for that kind of story that we're going to, you know, peg for the new year. For 2017, we knew it was going to be about heroin. Heroin overdoses were taking over the county, so we did a lot of work on that. So we're just in a planning process of what 2018 is going to be for us and what's going to be our focus and things we're going to be looking at.
Very cool stuff. Well, Lisa, we appreciate the time as always. Happy New Year. Hopefully you and yours had a wonderful holiday season.
We did.
And we'll do this again next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our weekly Local Beat with Lisa segment. It is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. When Matt Douglas and I come back, we're talking about the Baseball Heritage Museum and their brand new baseball book club on AM 930 WEOL.
Get all the week's high school results on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up, presented by Cleveland Clinic. Saturday mornings at 9, the games get recapped.